I'm joined today by Sharon Janes. Sharon is known as one of the Girlfriends in God ministry trio that recently authored Trusting God. I'm excited to talk with her about her newest book, A Sudden Glory, Experiencing God's Deepest Desires for You. Hi, Sharon. It's great to talk to you again.
Great to talk with you.
Now, having been in women's ministry for more than 25 years, you're known as a Bible teacher who understands the heartfelt needs of women. But in that role, you undoubtedly hear from many of the women you minister to. What do you hear Christian women talking about today, and what is one of their greatest heartfelt needs?
I tell you, I just hear this every day that Christian women are struggling with just balancing their family obligations, and they're trying to balance their workload and their faith. And what they really long for is a close relationship with God, but they're really not sure how to make that happen. And you know what? They feel like they're disappointing everyone, including God. Now, what this book will answer is that question that's on every woman's heart. And that bottom line question is, God, what do you really want from me? See, we have this long list of expectations that are on women today. She's got her faith, and she's got what her family expects from her, for work expects from her. She's just feeling like, you know, I'm not measuring up in any area of my life. And Christian women, this is what I'm hearing, that they're working diligently to try to develop their faith, but they still feel frustrated, they feel empty, and they feel so unfulfilled. And they're going to Bible studies year after year, semester after semester, and they're working in charities, and they're trying to fit in their quiet times between carpool and part-time jobs and laundry and their marriage obligations. And you know what? It's just not working.
Now, when women ask the question, God, what do you really want from me? What do you expect to hear from him?
Well, what they expect to hear is something else to do, one more thing to do or several things to do. And you know what? That scares them to death. And at the same time, there's this smidgen of hope that, well, maybe, just maybe, this is going to be that missing piece, that missing puzzle piece of the puzzle that I've always been looking for. And if I just do this one more thing, then I'm going to feel that intimate relationship with God. That's what I think that they think they're going to hear.
Sharon, why is that what they expect, and what will your book teach them instead?
Well, we kind of have this mentality about religion, which is all about doing more. And, you know, every other world religion, it is about people doing something to try to reach to God. Now, that's one thing different about Christianity. It's not about that. It's about what God did to reach down to us, and we've got to change our way of thinking. What a woman is going to discover is it's really not one more thing to do. Something more. It's not about doing more. And I just pray that she will feel such a sense of relief and she can stop acting like a cat that's chasing her tail. The truth is we can stop the striving to reach to God. It's that hard work when we just come to realize the great lengths that God went through to reach down to us. And not only that he reached down to us, but he continues to do it. It's an everyday thing. It is a moment-by-moment passionate pursuit of God to win our hearts. And here's the key that really unlocks a door that they feel like this is the secret behind the door. See, we're asking the wrong question. When we ask the wrong question, you know what? We're going to get the wrong answer. And we ask a God, you know, what do you really want from me? And God's saying, you know what? You've got it all wrong. It's not what I want from you, it's what I want for you.
Now, Sharon, how can a woman who reads this book make what you have written practical for her everyday life?
Well, this does sound good in theory, doesn't it? So how do we do it? Well, practically, we've got to change the way that we approach our relationship to God to make it that intimacy a reality. And the way that we do that is we have got to erase those lines that separate the secular from the sacred. See, as long as we have two compartments in our lives, as long as the sacred and the secular are separate, we will continually be frustrated because we live most of our lives in the secular. See, before Jesus went to the cross, he told his disciples to follow him. Now, I get that picture of us walking behind him. But just before he went to the cross, he told his disciples a new principle. He said, abide in me. And you know what? I think there's a big difference. Because when we abide in Christ, we become one with Christ. That's when true union takes place. And when that happens, there is no separation between the secular and the sacred. So what happens is when in him we live and move and have our being, when union happens, when we're abiding in Christ, our entire lives, for a woman going to the grocery store, cleaning the house, meeting with clients at work, or being on conference calls like we're doing right now, living with loving our husbands, all that becomes an act of worship, all of it. And, you know, what a relief that is. You know what? It's not so hard after all. When in him we live and move and have our being as reality, when we erase the lines that separate the secular and the sacred, and it all becomes an act of worship, it all becomes a sacred act. That's how we make it a reality in our lives.
Now, finally, when a woman finishes reading this book, what do you hope she'll do with the message?
Well, one thing I hope is that she will put this book down and say, you know what, I have been making this all too hard. It's really not that hard, that she'll see that instead of us striving and striving and striving to reach up to God, he is the one that's pursuing us. He wants a relationship with us, an intimate relationship. She simply needs to allow herself to be caught and to be wooed and to be won. But really, the goal of the book is to help women discover the abundant life that Jesus came to give them by transforming that sense of duty into desire and daily routine into divine romance and her activity for God into communion with God.
My guest today has been Sharon Janes. Sharon's latest book is A Sudden Glory, Experiencing God's Deepest Desires for You. Thank you so much, Sharon. It's been good to connect with you today.
Thank you so much, and thanks for listening to just a little snippet about the book.